Go Idaho podcast is hosted by Greg Lingham and Ken Lee. In this podcast, we feature everything Idaho, including some of the most influential people in this great state. Now, here's your host, Greg Lingham.
All right. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the podcast. I'm here with Autumn Macy. She is the owner and operator of Hideaway House Spa, located here in Meridian, Idaho. And right off the bat, she's coming in hot with a discount for all the first time
first-time clients.
So a normal facial is $120. She's giving it away right now for $65. So go to her website, hideawayhousespas.com, and get that booked and get in and get a facial. Autumn, welcome.
Thank you, Greg.
And she does aesthetics. You have masseuse, right, in there. And who else do you have in there?
We do waxing. It's mostly like waxing, massage, and aesthetics. But we specialize in massage technique. So I do something called sculptural face lifting technique, which is a very unique massage technique that actually gives you a natural facelift. So Nice. Nobody else does it in the Treasure Valley that I know of. So that's like our niche.
That's huge. Yeah. So Autumn comes with a ton of experience. She walked away from a huge business when she moved here to Idaho, and she's just been grinding. She's someone who like gets her mind to it, she's set, and she just kills it. And she's opened up her own place here in Meridian, like I just said, Hideaway House Spa, and you're slammed. You're doing great. It's been fun to watch you grow, and your business is just exploding. So why Idaho, first and foremost?
Well, honestly, coronavirus happened, and we were saving to buy something in California. Yes, we're from Cali. But we knew, like, we wanted to have a safe place. We also knew, you know, droves of people were coming to Boise. And I was like, if everyone's going there, there's got to be a reason. Mm-hmm. And we wanted to buy a house. So, like, honestly, like, I was so excited to own my own house. I'm a little old to never have my own house. And I was like, time to just do it, you know. And we knew we could afford Idaho. And, you know, in a couple of days, we bought a house, as you know.
Yeah. No, I mean, so were you guys, I mean, to the idea of closing your business in California mm-hmm. to move up here, I mean, that must have not been an easy decision that you and your husband were having.
It was easier because the government wasn't letting us work anyways. Oh. So, I mean, yes and no, but it was very emotional for me because I do love what I do. And yes, to start over new. And my clients definitely were still upset. They still text me when they see me posting on Facebook. I'm like, when are you coming back?
So how long have you been in business now in Idaho?
Since we moved here right away, I started working actually out of my home. That didn't work very well because I have three kids. But I did that for like a couple months, and then I just moved into, so like immediately I started working. I just started, you know, trying to get clients, having a little special for them to test me out. And
yeah. How has Idaho been receptive?
Very receptive.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
What I love about Idaho is that there's people from everywhere really here. It's kind of, I kind of call it, and maybe people are going to be mad at me about saying this, but it's like a little LA to me. Mm. Like it's very cultural. Like you have so many people from different places and everyone has different ideas about life. And I love living in a small city setting that way. That's my favorite part about Boise. Maybe not Idaho, but Boise.
Yeah. Yeah, it has a little vibe, and that's a good way of saying that. Everyone's coming in with their own little flair and ideas, and everyone gels at the same time, right?
Yeah, oh,
everyone
for sure.
Flows. It's really nice.
I know when we first moved here, people were like, if you have a California license plate, they're going to, like, you know, it's going to be dangerous. And I was like, what? That is not true, people. It is not true. People are very nice to outsiders here.
So you have like four full-time jobs. You're a full-time mom.
Yes.
And you run a business. And I think that's like three jobs in itself, you know?
For sure.
HR, all that stuff. How do you maintain it? Like, because you've got the kids pulling on you. You've got a husband that you've got a house that you're running. I mean, how do you balance everything?
Well, I feel like coming together, it takes a village, right? Mm-hmm. So I do outsource. I outsource to help other people's family. Like, I do have someone helping me with a house now, and she's a single mom, and I really love to, like, support her and what she's going through. And I just feel like it's a village. If you are going to step into something, you know, beyond your time schedule, like, think about it, we only have 24 hours during our day. We do have to outsource, and we should look for other people that you can help, so we support each other, you know.
Yeah, I just can't imagine, you know, not having that help. And because you're cranking all day, probably 7 days a week, you know, either your mind's on the business or you're running. So, yeah, I mean, so when you started expanding outside your home, because you had to build that clientele and test your product, test products, right? I mean, your products are pretty awesome. Like, how did you, like, what are your products that you use for giving someone who's listening and they're like, okay, Hideaway House Spa, love that. Like, are there different variations of products that you use?
Well, we use Eminence, which is like the number one skincare for anti-aging. It wins every year. So it's like 13 years in a row. So it is like a mixology, and it's tailored to each person. A massage, we're just growing right now, so we're gonna have different techniques. So we really focus on the technique and results. So we go to the idea of, like, someone needs to relax and have a great day, like you're a princess for the day. But also, when you go home, you have the results, you have that lasting result. So what I have done to start getting people to come to me is be nice and like tell people about myself, but also support them and give them a special for the first time. You know, just test me out, you know, see how you like it. Would you like to come back? Maybe not, but we would love you to.
Well, I think you said something, because people, you're nice to them. And I think that's like the common denominator here in Idaho, is people are nice and people want a connection. And I think if people feel that, and obviously they have from you because you're growing, I think it's real, you know, and it gives people a different sense of, like, living, I guess. I don't know.
I do think, too, like, for a women's business, we have a lot of community. Coming from Cali to here, there's way more women's business community. And when you look in Boise, I always say it's like the city of small businesses, because there's so many small businesses. And it's like, what do you choose? But that's so cool to me. Like, there's not a lot of corporate stuff here. There is some, but there's so many small businesses you can support. And there's a lot of women's groups or something that you can go to, and they can, like, you help each other. I'm forgetting the name of it now. I lost it. But there was one I was going to talk about, but I forget. But there's a lot of business groups you can go to and, like, market. Well, not market yourself, but, like, you know, schmooze with each other. Have some champagne. Talk about,
I guess, kind of like a B&I, but for women only, maybe? Yes. Okay.
There's a lot of those.
So you felt a lot of support being a woman opening up your own business here in Idaho.
Oh, for sure.
Really? Okay.
Yes.
That's awesome.
And even with people within my industry have been very helpful. I mean, honestly, I really say going on Facebook is amazing. Going to a mom's page or like the Go Idaho page. I'm just asking questions, and then what happens is you become friends with those people. It's possible. You don't have to have just virtual friends. You can actually become friends with the people you meet on Facebook. So that's always been a help for me.
Yeah, that's so unique, right? Because people like to hide behind that sometimes. But So when you are in doing your thing, talk a little bit about the techniques you use and what sets you apart from other places around town.
Okay. I have been doing it for 20 years, so I have curated different massage techniques. So we have a very specific method. I'm training my estheticians to actually be like a mini me. So obviously we all have different hands, but it's like I kind of want to do something called, like, I always say it, the Starbucks of spas, because when you go to Starbucks, you always have the same latte. It tastes the same way, right? They do the same exact thing. So when you come to us, we'll always have like that same technique to give you like the lymphatic drainage, the higher cheekbones, the clearing of the pores. And usually when people come, they just say it's such a different experience because they're so relaxed, but they also have the clinical aesthetic behind it. So with the massage, I have to say, I just hired a massage therapist. Yeah. And she's amazing. So we're going to be working also on like having the specific techniques. So, you know, like when you're ordering that massage or you're ordering that facial, you're always getting the same results. And you're, you know, like that day of the month is like, oh my gosh, that's my special day that I'm going to look beautiful.
Yeah. I mean, that's awesome. Because I think if you have that same uniform, people know the experience every single time, right?
Yes.
So do you get a lot of men who come in for that service?
No.
Or, okay. I don't know. Do
men do that? I mean, this is why, I mean, we do, sorry, but we would love men to come. It's not that I don't have men. And a lot of my, you know, my clients will be like, can my husband come? And I'm like, of course. But it's majority women, to be honest.
So, as far as the licensing goes, if there's someone out there who's listening and's like, man, I would love to kind of get into this, like, mm-hmm. what's the steps? How does someone actually get into your line of work?
They just go to aesthetic school. Okay. And the one thing I do recommend, though, if you are going to go to aesthetic school in Idaho or anywhere, but mostly in Idaho, make sure you go underneath someone and train someone with someone after. Don't go right away into your own business, because there's a lot to learn out of aesthetic school and there's a lot of training afterwards. And we really want to make sure that we're careful with the skin. Mm-hmm. And there's more training. There's a lot of on-the-job training. I'm sure you know with your business too.
Sure.
It's probably the same way.
Yeah.
It's better to like start off underneath someone than start your own business.
Yeah.
Just a little tip.
So what, let's just list down some of the services you offer at your spa.
Okay, so we do a sculptural facelifting technique, like I said. Mm-hmm. We do something called the Gua Sha. So the Gua Sha tool drains the lymphatic, similar with the hands, but just feels really good. Mm-hmm. And actually, when you do the Gua Sha on one side of the face, you can actually see the difference. If I were to take a picture, one side is way depuffed and like sculpted, and the other side is still puffy and gross.
Okay. Let's be honest.
We also do like some peels, lighter peels, mm-hmm. of course the massage, and then we do full body waxing, Brazilians and whatnot.
Okay. So you really cover almost from head to toe.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Oh, we also do something called Procell. So Procell is a micro-channeling device. So it's similar to microneedling, but it's a safer form. So microneedling just resurfaces the skin, and it lasts up to like 4 to 6 months, and it will help your skin become younger. It causes tiny micro incisions inside the skin. It's a tiny, tiny needle. So it causes the skin to want to rejuvenate and heal.
Okay.
So it actually just ages you backwards.
Oh.
It's pretty amazing.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So this is your women's spa. We're talking to Autumn, and she owns Hideaway House Spa. What about when mother-daughter days or mommy-daughter days, like how young is too young for a girl to come in with her mom to kind of get some treatments?
I would say 10, because I've had 10 years old and older. If we were to have a facial for, they would not have massage. They would have a facial, and we have something called the teen facial.
Okay.
But 10 is still fine. We just make sure that they only have like a fun little day, and they're, you know, we're extracting their nose a little bit, and maybe they have like 20-30 minutes with us. So, and then the mother can come in the room, of course. We encourage that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So do you get into, because a lot of women have acne for whatever reason, and like, do you treat any of that?
Treat all skin types.
Okay.
Yes. So we are going to make sure that we look at your skin, then we'll give you a home care routine, and yes, we definitely treat acne.
Okay. Yes. And I've also noticed too, or in just talking with people, their skin, everyone's skin is different, and some are super sensitive or have allergic reactions to some products. So how do you kind of weed that out? Is that done in a consultation?
Correct.
Or okay,
we definitely consultate with every single person, and we make sure that we know if they have allergies, things like that. Our products are so safe. So normally we're not too worried about what we're putting on their skin, because they're very, very safe. But if you're allergic to something, obviously we're not going to be applying that to your skin. But it's very, even though we have, like I said, the Starbucks of spas, like you can order each like massage technique, it's still catered to specifically each client.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Well, that's important because, I think people are sometimes worried if they have very sensitive skin, like, oh my gosh, I don't want to go in and then come back out looking like Frankenstein.
Or no, they would never. You're going to get your glow up, girls. Glow ups.
So have you come across as a woman business owner in Idaho? Any benefits of owning a business as a woman here in Idaho? Or has it just kind of been the same?
I don't know. I just think the community is the benefit, like we've talked about before, but I don't know. I don't know. I actually don't have an answer to that. Like, I feel like men, women, same thing. We're humans.
Yeah.
Women are better, but.
So, Autumn, what do a lot of women, what do they say when they come in and leave? What's their feedback? And
Well, mostly my feedback is you're amazing and I love you.
Of course, right?
Well, I have to say, the reason why I do what I do is like, I feel like every day I get hugs, and every day when I'm looking at someone and I'm, you know, giving them their facial, I know their beauty inside. I can feel their beauty. I don't really see negatives in my job. I always see the beauty of each person, and we're all so beautiful in our own way. Mm-hmm. And I mean, at the end, we're always hugging. I don't know. I usually say I love you and all this stuff. So it is like I tell my kids at home, I'm like, you say you hate me, but everybody else today loved me. So I don't know. I think you're off.
Well, I think that's what people... I think that's why people are drawn to you, is because you put out this positive energy and you help people like feel better about themselves, not only in your line of work, but just as a human. People connect with you and... You know, the first time I met you, I kind of felt like, man, she's the real. She's not going to, like, be fluffy or, you know. It's the real. Yeah. But in a good way, in a positive way. And when you mentioned, like, you know, at the end of you usually get hugs, I could totally see that with you. I can see all your clients just, like, raving and trying to book you personally for everything.
Yes.
Okay, let's have a little bit of girl talk.
Okay.
I am curious, because when you moved here to Idaho... What was it like just starting out, like new doctors, having to find, you know, pediatricians, hair people, like kind of go through that process with me as a mom and kind of bearing the responsibility, I think.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I have to say I cheat. I literally love mom's pages.
Okay.
And I do have an official treasurevalleymomspage.com. Just kidding.
Is it a website? Treasurevalleymoms.com?
It's official Treasure Valley Moms page. So on that mom's page, I feel like moms are so lovely, right? We just help each other in everything. So I'll be like, what's the best pediatrician? We're honest with each other. If something bad happens with maybe a pediatrician, we'll talk about it. Not to like put anybody down, but just watch out for that. So I feel like I've always cheated on. I like the Go Idaho page too for that, because I've asked, like, I need construction on like my roof to be done. Like, where do I get this done? And I feel like that's how we get all our information now. So I don't have like a special thing to say about that, except if you're not on like pages that are in the community on Facebook, you're kind of losing out, because no one talks to each other on the street anymore. We talk to each other through Facebook. I feel like, and Instagram not as much, because people are just promoting themselves, but like groups on Facebook, I feel like it really helps.
Yeah, I think groups is where you can build a community, you know, your own little tribe, so to speak. And so, okay, so what was the name of the website that you have?
It's called Official Treasure Valley Moms. .com? And no, I was joking. Was being .com. I was making a joke, but it's just, if you go on Facebook, you can see Official Treasure Valley Moms. Okay. And we have a nice community in there. So
All right, perfect.
But so your page too, I was on it all the time.
Well, I mean, it's nice for moms, because you said like moms kind of stick together and they trust other moms, you know, and their recommendations a lot more, I feel like.
Than you. No, whatever, Greg.
Okay, awesome. So, okay, so that's a good way, you know, for anyone listening who's thinking about coming to Idaho, or maybe they're here already and they just aren't sure, you know, I need a new hair person, or, you know, mom's pages definitely are the way to go. So that's a good help. You know, that's good insight, I guess, for anyone who's coming this way.
Just for sure. This is what we do. We'll be like, where do I get, you know, a facial? It just happened to me on a mom's page this morning. Oh. And it said, Hideaway House, Hideaway House, Hideaway House.
Thank you, ladies. That's awesome. So where's Hideaway House located?
We are on 127 East State Avenue in Meridian. So it's kind of like the old town Meridian. Mm-hmm. And we have a tiny little yellow house, but when you go inside, like the outside is cute, but when you get inside, it's just so beautiful with wood floors, and I love it. Yeah, I'm obsessed.
I think it's cool that it's in this old, like, house, you know? It just makes it feel a little bit more cozy when you go in and stuff.
Definitely.
That's awesome. Okay, so if people want to book with Autumn, if they want to go and get their facial, or if you're a husband or a guy and you want to get something for your girl, where do they go to, like, request information or get that scheduled?
So we're on Google, and I have a website. It's hideawayhousespas.com. And every single person, I don't care who you are, will always have our first-time client special. Okay. We do that because we want to show how good we are. So you get 50% off the first time you come. It's a big discount. Whoa. But we want to show what we can do. So, yes.
That's awesome.
Yes.
That's awesome. Can they call you?
Yes,
like, what's a good number?
It's on, I have a...
On the website?
It's on the website. Okay. I'm forgetting my spa phone number because who remembers numbers? It's terrible. But mostly, like, if you book online, you'll see first-time client special, and you can book that. Or you can get us on Instagram. It's hideaway.house.spa, and you can message us there.
Okay. Okay, so go to the website. That's where everyone get new client special. That's where you get gift cards or gift certificates for loved ones or anything like that.
Or even on Facebook at Autumn Macy, you can message me, you know, directly on there. My phone number is 619-559-9958. We'll just give my phone number out.
Oh my gosh. Are you sure you want to do that?
I do. It's fine.
Autumn, so before we wrap this up.
Hey, wait. I had something else to talk about.
Okay, fire away. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, you know, like, the girls love to have, like, a little bit of filler, a little bit of Botox. I do not do that.
Okay,
but good to know. Do want to recommend some things when you're going out trying to find that, because I love Botox. I think it's great. It really works. In Idaho, there's not many laws saying who can inject you. So you can, like, just learn it on your own, like, you know, maybe in a truck or something. I don't know where they're learning it.
Just in a van?
Van down by the river. Yeah. This is the injected. So when you are looking for injectors, I want you to make sure they're a nurse, because it's important. It just is important. They're actually injecting something into your skin. So, and I love Amber from Elan Vitel. She is personable. She really has, like, everything in place. I did go to, I don't know if I should say negative, because I'm not gonna say who it is, but I had a couple bad experiences. Yeah. Okay. I mean, someone had me going up and down on my forehead as they're injecting me, and it was not, I was testing it for people. It wasn't the greatest. So, I mean, honestly, I love Amber from Elan Vitel. So,
okay, she does Botox and fillers, or is that the same?
It's not the same. Okay. So filler is something that's, like, injecting hyaluronic acid into your skin. So maybe if you want a little higher cheekbones, lips, you know, you've seen the lip.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So if you want those, like, Amber's great at that.
Awesome. So. Awesome. Yeah. Well, guys, thanks so much, Autumn, for coming on. And if you guys are interested in booking that first-time special with Autumn, just go to hideawayhousespas.com and get the $65 facial right now. Thanks so much.
Thank you.